The second way we can use Squidoo is as a content producer. So, as a place where you can actually put content onto the web. And this could be a really different way for students to be able to produce the results of their research, to produce the findings, to argue around a particular topic. It could be a historical topic, it could be the Tudors, it could be a musical genre that's been studied, it could be about particular writer or poet that they're discussing, or a particular work of art. But the idea is that the students become the producers of the content, and with that, of course, comes a certain degree of responsibility. And they do, of course, have an authentic audience because they're publishing through the web. It's not something that's stuck in their exercise book. In order to do that, they're going to need to create an account, and that's done in the usual way, or it can be linked with a Twitter or Facebook account. Less useful, perhaps, in a school context, I appreciate that. But once they've created their account, they can create their first lens. And lenses, to all intents and purposes, look very similar to blog posts. They're arranged vertically on the page, although each of the posts is actually a module, a content module, and they can be arranged in whatever order the author chooses. And the content modules are different. So you can have a textual module, a rich media module, which includes images or video. You can include RSS feeds. You can include modules which pull content from elsewhere, like news sites or Twitter or Delicious. Some of the content modules are meant to attract comment, and this is obviously an area that needs to be dealt with sensitively, but could be really powerful for eliciting feedback from your audience. So it could be a really useful way of enticing for formative assessment. So they are things like simple comment modules, or you can have voting modules. You can have what they call a dueling module, where you make a proposition and invite arguments to the contrary. So there's lots of really interesting ways of adding really interesting content and interactive content instead of just pushing it in one direction. You can get information coming the opposite way. You can, as I said, choose the way the information sits on the page, and it's for the students to be as thoughtful as possible about not just the scattergun approach of throwing content on there. It's got to be tied in closely to the topic that they're studying. So a little bit of forethought in advance, a rubric perhaps that's useful to tell them what they need to be able to produce, and that could all be a really powerful tool.